who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So this is Didache in here, because it's in that section of what? John. It ain't 1334 yet, right? But he's given these people, these Old Testament saints, he's given them, they believed in his character, right? Who he was. They had to believe that the guy that's standing in front of me, right? I'm the guy that's got to believe, right? Here's Jesus Christ. I got to believe that ordinary looking dude with no charisma, not a great charismatic speaker, none of that stuff, just an ordinary dude. And here he is, except he's got the power of God, right? But here he is, and I got to believe he's literally God in the flesh. As an Old Testament believer, from Matthew to here, right? And apparently they did. So he gave them the right, the privilege, the authority to live at least until the day of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit and the birthing of the church. I mean, I think that's really important, don't you? I think it is. So John 1:17, for the Mosaic law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Came to be through Jesus Christ. And Romans 15:4, for as many things as were previously written, for our own didaskalion, teaching, for our own teaching, in order that through the hupomanes, patience, so through the patience and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we may have hope. So John 1:17, I put ditto. Okay, amen. Ditto 1:17, for the law was given through Moses and grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. I had that up here. I didn't catch that when I did the paper, but that's true. So Romans 16:17-19, appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions, schisms, divisions, and create obstacles contrary to the Didache, doctrine for faith and practice, that you have been taught. Avoid them, people. For such persons do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own appetites, and by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the naive. For your obedience is known to all, so that I rejoice over you. But I want you to be wise as to what is good and innocent as to what is evil. Be discerning. Christians, be discerning. I now rejoice, here in Colossians 1:24, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship of God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from generations, but now was revealed to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the nations, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Okay. Page 9, top of the page. Titus 3:9. But if Avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, dissensions. I think I read that before. And quarrels about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. 1 Timothy 1:7. Desiring to be teachers of the law without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions. In other words, they don't know squat. They don't know nothing. They're pretending they do, but they don't really. 1 Timothy 1:19, holding faith and a good conscience by rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith. Galatians 3:12, but the law is not of faith, but the one who does them shall live by them. Any kind of law, any kind of rule, any kind of regulation, spiritual I'm talking. I'm not talking the government, even though a lot of it's not that good. 1 Peter 1:22, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. Luke 5:17, on one of those days, as he was teaching, teaching Pharisees and teachers of the law, namadai daskaloi, teachers, see the ending on the word? Plural. Teachers of the law were sitting there who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was with him to heal. See, there's an example right there when I just read there in Luke 5:17. That's kind of an example right there that he only said what his father told him to say, or the divine nature in him, father, told him to say. He only did, he only said, he only went, yada, yada, yada. The Lord is with him, okay. Mm-hmm. So Acts 5:34, but a Pharisee in the council named Gamaliel, there we go. Another law teacher of the law, held in honor by all the people. Matter of fact, if I remember right, I think that guy was the one that taught Apostle Paul when he was a kid, if I'm not mistaken. Is that true? I see Professor Dale shaking his head. Yes. Okay, good. Stood up and gave orders to put the men outside for a little while. Teachers of the law. So here we go to part D. Dedicating the doctrine for faith and practice. Matthew 7:28, and it came to pass when Jesus had finished these words, the multitudes were astonished at his didache. For he taught, there it is at the didaskon, them as having authority and not as their scribes. That must have been tough on those Pharisees and scribes. Matthew 16:12. Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of the bread, but of the teaching, the didaches of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Well, there's one, you know, I got one hope, right? I don't have to speak it. I just got to translate it. Matthew 22:33. And when the crowd heard it, they were astounded at his teaching. Didache. Mark 1:22, doctrine from faith and practice. Mark 1:22, and they were astonished at his teaching, didache, for he taught didaskon, them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. Mark 1:27, pretty much the same thing. And they were all amazed, so that they were questioned among themselves, saying, what is this? A new teaching, didache, with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And the Acts 2:42, and he devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, didache, and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and the prayers. Acts 5:28, we strictly charge you to teach in this name. Oh, pardon me. We strictly charge you, do not teach in this name, this character. Yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, didache, and you intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Acts 13:12, when the proconsul believed, when he saw what had occurred, for he was astonished at the teaching of the didache of the Lord, for practice, faith and practice. Acts 17:19, and they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, and saying, may we know what this new teaching, didache, is that you are presenting. Romans 6:17, but thanks be to God, or is to God, that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching, didache, doctrine from faith and practice, which you committed. Romans 16:17. I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions, schisms, and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught, didache, and avoid them. Like the plague. 1 Corinthians 14:6. Now, brothers, if I come to you speaking in tongues, this is a hot button right here, how will I benefit you unless I bring you some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or teaching, doctrine for faith and practice? 1 Corinthians 14:26. What then, brothers, when we come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation, let all things be done for building up. So we got, let's see, wait a minute. We got, one, two, three. So we got three. One, two, three. Did I mention one here? Yeah, three gifts that are no longer functional. But that was then, and now is now. 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with complete patience and teaching, dedicated. Here's our one with a double whammy. He must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, dedicated, and so that he might be able to instruct in sound didaskalia, and also to rebuke those who contradict. Hebrews 6:2, and the instruction didache about washings, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and the eternal judgment, the teaching. Hebrews 13:9, do not be led away by diverse and strange teaching, did the case, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by food, which have not benefited those devoted to them. 2 John 1:9, everyone who goes on ahead and does not abide in the teaching, didache, of Christ does not have God. Whoever abides, remains, settles back in, abides in the teaching, didache, has both the Father and the Son. If anyone, 2 John 2:10, if anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, didache, do not receive him into your house or give him any greeting. Revelation 2:14, but I have a few things against you. You have some there who hold the teaching of Balaam, who teach Balak, who put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel so that they might eat food sacrificed to idols and practice fornication. Revelation 2:15. So also you have some who hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans. And page 13, look at that. Revelation 2:24. But the rest of you in Tyria, or Tyateria, who do not hold this teaching, Didache, who have not learned what some call the deep things of Satan, to you I say, I do not lay on you any other burden. Right? He's telling the churches, this particular church, right? So the conclusion, the doxalia, absolutely okay to teach, but just for faith. And maybe a little bit better grasp of theology. It doesn't build us up. There is nothing in it for us except for a deeper understanding of God to which we can enrich our relationship with Him. By nothing, I mean grace. So there's no grace in it. So when we think of Didache, we just think of grace, because Hebrews 11:40 specifically tells us that we have something better. We got something way better. Hebrews 11:40 doesn't say that we kind of have something better, does it? No, it doesn't. It says we do have something better, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Those false teachers were adding something extra to the doxalia. They were telling Christians that they had to do the didaskalia, or they were telling them that they had to not do something. This is not for our practice, but application for faith, and as the Holy Spirit has convinced me, for a deeper meaningful relationship to God our Father through His theology by means of the Holy Spirit, as He illumines us and deepens our relationship, our understanding. Paul told them to stop teaching this unhealthy doctrine, which is not for practice for grace believers. A grace believer cannot walk by the Spirit and be walking by heterai didaskalein, or do you experientially know what I mean? Sorry about that last chunk. My computer freaked out and I couldn't figure out how to get it back together. I think I was kind of brain dead after my printer broke down twice at 2 o'clock in the morning. Anyway. So that's it, folks. Not bad for a relief pitcher, huh? I asked Dale a while ago when we came in here, I said, hey, Dale, well, you got a question. I'm sorry.
Page 7.
The hinge.
Galatians 5:16-23.
Page 7, I'm getting there. The hinge, yeah.
23, gentleness, self-control against us, there is no quality of law. I don't have an understanding of the quality of law.
Well, that's there because there's no definite article. Like, the law would mean more than likely the Mosaic law. And that would mean that you were under it. And that would mean that what? That would mean that you have one third of those 168 laws that God gave Moses, right? You'd be having to do it. And the other two thirds you would not do. Amen.
A little more than before I asked the question.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'm clear on that or not, but That copy came from truck driving. Copy.
I say inequality laws, any law.
I'd say any spiritual law. I mean, even though the Mosaic law.
Even the laws we make up.
Right. Yeah, even the rules and regulations and the man-made traditions. Anything. We're not under any quality of that law.
I mean, a man sometimes takes the right to declare something spiritual in terms of a spiritual law. Same, any law that.
Well, it would be a law pertaining to the spirit.
Yeah.
There's the law of the inward man, too.
But being how the canon's closed, right? With the last apostle, I would say I'd be kind of leery of some man making some brand new spiritual law that they got out of, right? Yeah. I'm a great skeptic myself, personally. Okay, I'm getting my papers and getting out of here.
Hey, Bob. So when I say the word law, I say conditional favor.
Conditional favor?
Conditional favor. And grace is unconditional.
Oh, no. Great grace is unmerited favor.
Right.
Unmerited favor.
Unrepayable.
And anything else?
And law is merited.
Merited favor. And my professors used to tell me, I heard them loud and clear, there was no word for in the Hebrews for grace. And there was no word for mercy in the Hebrews and grace. But you look at the Septuagint and anything else anybody else translated, and all of a sudden here's grace. And here's mercy. And you know what the simple definition of mercy is? Not getting what I really deserve. And you notice in Ephesians chapter 2, I think about verse 5, it said about mercy. I think it said it twice before it hit, I think on 7 or 6, it says grace in parentheses, I think, right? And then, of course, for by grace, you have been saved through this one time supernatural faith to believe, not of any works of yourself, not of any works of mankind, lest he should boast. But it is the no strings attached free gift of God. Now, how can anybody in their own pea-picking brains think they did anything to be saved? And I made a complete horse's rear end out of myself one time at the Woodburn Evening School when Dave asked the question, what'd you do to be saved? And there's about 20 people in there, count me, right? And I'm going, maybe 25. And I'm going, isn't anybody going to say anything? I'm thinking in my spirit, my mind, anybody going to say anything? Come on, somebody say it. You know, and it's before seminary. Probably a year and a half before, and maybe a year. Anyway, so, and nobody said anything. And I just couldn't take it. So I said, I didn't do it. And he said, just like this, wrong. You didn't do anything. And in my spirit, I'm going, man, yeah, I believe it. I'm fine. I'm going to go back and check the scriptures. And then I went and checked the scriptures, and I went, doggone, he was right. I didn't do anything. God did it all. He supplied everything. Even, where's that gentleman? There he is. What's your name, sir?
Me?
From the Philippines. What's your name?
Jesse.
We were talking about the Filipinos that still are doing what I talked about during Good Friday, or I shouldn't have said that, right? But on Friday before the resurrection, and I'm going, I can't believe it, man. They're still doing it. They're still doing it. They're still pretending to be qualified to be a substitutionary sacrifice upon a cross of their own making. That doesn't make any sense. All they got to do is all right in here or get in contact with a guy like that or that. Or Chris Camelli's not sitting there. I pointed him too, right? It's like, they'll set you straight, man. Nothing. You didn't do anything. Anyway, thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you.
And no, I'm not a Pentecostal.
We're trying to deal with
I'm going to be sick. That is the yeah.
Where? So you don't have to be able to get out. Yeah. The other thing is
But, like I said, you want to